Hey, you're listening to episode 5 of the Sandler Files. Today, me and my co-host Jeremy Conte are going to do a double feature review of Paul Blart 1 and Paul Blart 2, the best movies ever made. Enjoy.
No, they're not the best.
They are the best.
Oh, you got it? Okay, sure.
Was Uncle V Vanilla Ice this whole time?
You want a piece of me?
This is me. This is how I win.
Haha, casual conversation.
Dude, that, you know, and I said I said to him, pass me the Tabasco sauce.
Yeah, why?
Because
that seems very Because
of what he had said.
That seems uncalled for.
You know what? Welcome back to the Sandler Files, everybody. We are on episode 5, and my name is...
number 5.
Is that a thing?
Sorry, what was your name again?
Oh, my name's Jeremy Conte.
Yeah, and I'm Max Dreesen.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. This week... we are reviewing Paul Blart, Paul Cop, 1 two, and 2.
2 and 1. That's right.
Why would you say it like that? That was sequential order.
We've been on a back-to-back Blart binge.
My heart can't take the Blart. I'm not going to lie to you. This was a lot.
I had a Blart attack watching these.
I'm so sorry for that. We just finished watching 4 hours of Paul Blart, and we're a little... our minds are a little soupy right now because it took a lot out of us.
They're tiring movies. It's like running a marathon.
So if you're new to the Sandler Files, you might be confused. Why did we review 2 Kevin James films? It's because we spin a magic wheel at the end of every episode and pick a new Adam Sandler related piece of content. And Adam Sandler produced these under his Happy Madison banner. And they also star Kevin James, who is, classic.
We like to think the world of Sandler kind of surrounds him and his close friends.
Yeah.
Kevin James, David Spade, unfortunately Rob Schneider.
But let's not talk about him. He hasn't come up in like 3 weeks. I'm so happy.
Nonetheless, these people are part of the Sandlerverse.
It's true. And so we feel we have to talk about them as well.
Yes.
Anyways, that was our task that was given to us this week, Paul Blart 1 and 2. And it was quite a task. Let's play the music. Wow, that was great. Now we can jump into the review.
That's right.
What do you have to say on Paul Blart 1, Max?
Dude, these movies are so bad, but they're great.
They're not great, though, is the thing. They're like very nothing. That's part of the problem for me. Like, Paul Blart 1, especially, I think, more than 2, Paul Blart 1 is just a bad comedy film.
Yes.
It doesn't have that, like... extra special Sandler spice that's like, why are these things happening?
It's just a very bland comedy film.
I found every joke was about like 60% of the way to being funny. Like, I could see what it was reaching for.
Like, you can kind of get it. Like, there's a little bit of comedy that's kind of like improv-y, like SNL almost, like bit comedy.
Exactly.
That comes out every once in a while, but it's not, something's off. I don't know what to say.
I found because it got part of the way to the joke, whereas in a lot of Sandler stuff, when it's Adam focused, I don't feel it gets to a joke at all. Like, it's nowhere near.
Yeah.
It's just like, this is painfully unfunny.
Yeah, it's just like stuff happening.
Because this was close, it almost hurt more.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It felt like more of a failure.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is very fitting for Blart, because he's a failure.
It was like a third grader wrote a lot of the jokes.
Yeah.
Like, it gets what funny is. But it can't reach it.
And as always, with every, like, Sandler film, every Happy Madison film that comes out, it always ruins it by having, like, a serious emotional plot, maybe a love interest, father-daughter relations. These both happen in the film. It never works.
So if you're not familiar with Paul Blart, sorry, I just interrupted you.
Right. No, we need to give a little wrap-around.
Yeah, so the movies, as I said, star Kevin James. I might accidentally say Kevin Smith because that happens sometimes. But they star Kevin James. And it centers around Paul Blart, who is a mall cop.
He's a Paul Blart.
Paul Blart. Mall Blart.
He's a Bart.
Anyways.
Yeah.
He just exists as a mall cop. And the first movie is essentially Die Hard.
I never realized that.
No, because we were kids. We didn't know what Die Hard was. But it's Die Hard.
But I mean, I've known what Die Hard is for a good collection of years now.
Okay, right.
And I'm surprised that... I didn't know that. Like, I didn't get it until...
I didn't click for me until this time either, but I was like, wow, this is Die Hard.
It's literally Die Hard, but with funny cop, man.
Yeah, it's Die Hard, but John McClane is overweight, and ha ha ha, he bumbles around and falls, and It's hilarious. Yeah. He's on a Segway. And it's not... I feel like Die Hard has better jokes. Die Hard's funny in places.
I think so. Bruce Willis is more funny in Die Hard than Paul Blart is in this.
Yeah. John McClane is way, like, more charming and quippy and...
Yeah. So if you're looking for a good, funny movie that's a lot like Die Hard, just watch Die Hard.
Yeah.
Or the sequel.
Or Die Hard 3. Those are the good ones.
Yes.
Some people say Die Hard 4 is good. It's not.
Who said that?
Kevin Smith. Not Kevin James. Kevin Smith,
Kevin
for real.
Kevin Smith liked...
Well, he was in it.
Oh.
Or he wrote part of it.
That's why.
He's got a little... Yeah.
Okay.
So... That might be wrong, but I feel like that's it. Anyways, Die Hard. It's Die Hard, but with a overweight, bumbling cop.
Yeah.
There's genuinely not much to say about this movie plot-wise because it's Die Hard.
Yeah.
You've got the classic middle-aged man.
It's crush, middle-aged man down on his luck.
Crush on a beautiful model woman who somehow inexplicably falls in love with him. Although that might not last very long.
Don't spoil
anything. Sorry, no spoilers.
Don't spoil anything.
And he saves the day.
Yeah.
There's an interesting twist on our action hero here, Max. Do you know what that twist is?
What is that?
He's hypoglycemic.
Oh, that's right.
I don't want to get up on a high horse here, but I am going to.
Oh, Jeremy's going to rant now.
So,
can we play the Jeremy rants?
This is
going to be a recurring like hard-hitting segment where Jeremy just rants. He just lets loose. So, let's play the Jeremy rants melody.
Medley?
play the Jeremy rants melody.
You don't understand.
What? I want to understand.
You don't understand.
Go ahead. Tell me what I need to know.
I've had it up to here. And I'm no longer giving a who's he what's it about who gets offended. Time for some hot takes, liberals.
Do you need me to get angry?
No, I don't.
I don't feel that angry about it. I just think it's important to say.
Hey, I was just trying to frame you, but you know,
you put me in a box that I didn't want to be in. Max.
Nobody puts Jeremy in a box. That's the funny line.
Yeah, I say that all the time.
Yeah.
I should get it on a shirt. What happens is he has hypoglycemia, which is a symptom of diabetes, but he doesn't have diabetes. Apparently, it's very rare, but you can get hypoglycemia without diabetes. What it is his blood sugar drops. And when his blood sugar drops in the movie,
he drops too.
It's like narcolepsy. He falls asleep. I just want to be clear. That's not what happens when your blood sugar drops. If you have a friend who is diabetic, or just you're around someone whose blood sugar is dropping, they will have a seizure. They don't just fall over and fall asleep.
This would have been a darker movie.
Yeah,
I think.
It would have been darker. I get that it's for the joke.
Yeah, and Paul should be more on top of this. Like, I'm worried for him, honestly.
Yeah, he keeps he goes low all the time. Yeah. I think it's because he's using poor sugar supplements, because he uses Pixie Sticks, which, as a diabetic, I know the sugar measurements of things. Pixie Sticks are not good treatments for low blood sugar. Not to be a doctor, but they're 2 grams of sugar. You need at least...
See, I thought they would have more.
No, you need at least 16 to 25 to get over a hypoglycemic episode.
God.
Fun fact. So you need to eat a lot of Pixie Sticks.
You would need like a bottomless bowl of peanut butter M&Ms.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird example, Max. What are you, a freak?
Just think.
What are you, endorsed by peanut M&Ms?
Kind of freak?
What is this, an endorsed episode?
Yeah. I'd like to stop the podcast for a moment to give a shout out to M&Ms.
Max, you can't.
Let's go on with the podcast.
Okay, you can't sign up sponsors without telling me, man. It's like when you tried to get the Ski-Doo sponsorship on the show. I didn't like that.
They folded on.
I've talked to you about this before.
Yeah,
we've had this conversation.
Okay,
and you brought it back.
Can we not do this on the air?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Can we not do this on the air?
Okay, we'll talk about it after.
Do you know how hard it is for me?
I know, but
you know
I'm not comfortable with you selling out.
What are we, cheap
showmen?
We're not making money from this.
We're trying to get sponsorship.
We're broke. I slept on the curb last night.
You could sleep in the shed. I've offered it to you.
I don't want to sleep in the shed. That's defeat. I don't want to look like that in front of my friends. So I just took a small deal from M&M's. They just wanted a shout out on the podcast, and they would help me out. They'd give me some money. I can get my house back. Okay, all my things are there. The bank was going to take them away.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm sick of this.
I'm sorry.
I'm in a tough position here.
I'm sorry. You know what? We're allowing the M&M sponsorship.
Okay, anyways, back to Paul Blart Mall Blob. What were you saying?
Oh, I'm done with my diabetes rant. Who cares? Right.
But it's very valid. Very valid.
Oh, did I say I'm diabetic? That's how I know. I have diabetes. Oh, yeah. I'm not just a
the
jerk.
Bombshell has been dropped.
Diabetes gang, where you at? Hey, yo, all my diabetics listening to the podcast,
hey,
hit
look,
me up.
Everyone who's diabetic listening right now, give a big thumbs up to your phone, your monitor, whatever you're watching this on.
I will be able to tell.
Actually do it.
Because, you know, we diabetics have one pool of energy. Yeah. And we all pull from it.
So please lend that
to Jeremy. Put positive energy into the pool. Thank you. Anyways, that's Pablo Art 1. I don't want to talk about it that much because I hated it.
Well, that guy's in it. I don't know his name.
Oh, the guy from
Chef
Jumanji?
Dog,
yeah.
Jumanji villain.
The guy in Chef.
He was in Spy as well.
He was in Spy?
Yeah, with Melissa.
There's no way anyone's going to know who we're talking about, but he's a cool guy. Look up his name.
I could probably get his name. Yeah.
Well, I wrap up Paul Blart 1.
Okay.
So, yeah, I remember this was like a big childhood movie. Like, I remember it coming out and seeing it in theaters, but it does not hold up. I thought it was like way better, and it is garbage and it's not funny. So, I think Kevin James, I like him, but this was not a good movie.
This guy's, his name's Italian. I cannot pronounce that.
Oh, yeah.
What is his last name?
Bobby Cannavale?
Cannavale.
Cannavale? I don't think that... What is it? Napoli?
I think you're right. You're right.
I'm not the... Okay, I'm also Italian, but I'm not the judge on Italian names. I can't speak Italian that well.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah.
What would you rate Paul Blart 1? On the Sandler scale? On the James scale? On the movie scale? Whatever you want to pick.
Tens across the board, I think.
No, we're not. What is this, Jack and Jill? It's not that perfect. I'm gonna.
These movies are special to me, Jeremy.
I okay.
They're great.
You want to give them tens?
No,
I'll let you do that. No, I don't want to. I don't want to. Don't let me take wind out
Jeremy,
of your sails.
I'm sorry. On the Sandler scale,
yeah,
these movies are getting a zero.
Yeah, there's no
because he's not in.
No, I'm giving it a one.
Why?
Because Adam Sandler's wife cameos in both movies.
That's okay. You know what? I'm giving it a
spoiler
a
alert.
Three.
Paul Blart 2. Paul Blart 2 also like an equal level because once again Adam Sandler's not in it, but his wife is in both.
Yes.
Little cameo. So yeah, 2 to 3 on the
two
Sandler
to three.
Scale.
On the Kevin James scale, yeah. It's a 10 because this is the best Kevin James movie.
I haven't seen Zookeeper. I haven't seen Here Comes the Boom.
I don't remember.
I've only seen these. So
this is the. It's fantastic. Basically,
I'm gonna give these. A 6 and hope that it gets better.
Okay.
I gotta believe.
Think Kevin James is not like a good actor.
Okay, but on an overall scale, I'm giving them a 4.
Okay, all
right. Or number one a 4. I don't want to say what I'm giving to yet. It's not a 4. I shouldn't have said both of them.
Okay.
So that's a 6 for number one and a 4 on regular scale. 6 James scale.
You should
scale,
be writing
four,
this down.
Scale.
Audience.
If
member.
You're not keeping track
hey,
of
you.
These.
Write this down. Get a notepad out.
Thank you.
It was 6-4, 4-1.
that's nonsense.
2/3.
I can't do that math in my head, but I think it rounds out to about 28.
Yeah,
average
so
score.
Just can every listener...
Stop, we're doing
every,
too much.
Can every, okay,
we're talking about Paul Blart 2 now.
Okay.
Paul Blart 2.
Yes.
Vegas, baby. You know what they say.
High roller.
You know what they say.
Oh, wait, ready? 3-2-1.
Always bet on Blart. That's the tagline of the movie.
Yeah.
I was going to say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but I realized what you wanted to do.
What blarts in Vegas.
What blarts in Blart stays blarted in Blart.
What Paul Blart does in Vegas stays there.
This
right,
one's
Paul
worse.
Blart
too. This one's worse.
Yeah.
But, like, it's more entertaining. It's got more of the Sandler magic of, like, it's painful.
Yeah, there's some weird, cheesy decisions.
Yeah.
They're kind of grasping.
Like, the bird scene. Movie. The bird scene.
Yeah.
That's, like, that's a primo
that's
Happy Madison.
Yeah.
So, it's better for, like, entertainment, but it's worse as a movie, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, this
they're both,
one...
They're both badly made movies. This one's, like,
worse.
Falling apart at the seams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one takes place 6 years after the events of Paul Blart, after he saved the mall in his escapades. 6 days after he saved the mall, the girl that he got with at the end of the movie divorced him, and then his mom got hit by a milk truck and died.
It's the best opening to a movie ever.
It's so dark. It's like Up on steroids.
Yeah.
So he basically loses everything, and he's at rock bottom. He starts working at the mall again. And then he's invited to this conference in Vegas for mall security personnel, which I think is a funny concept, and they could have done a lot more with, but they did not.
That's Paul Blart.
Yeah. So he goes and he gets embroiled in crime again. Again, it's very diehardy. It's different this
time,
but
like, yeah, guys take over the hotel pretty
and
much.
And he has to stop them from stealing stuff.
Stealing art. Van Gogh.
Once again, there's a girl who is way out of his league who falls in love with him because dad bait, but this time they're way more aggressive about it.
It's weird.
It makes me really uncomfortable. It's like, you're telling me, I get that it's supposed to be a joke, but it's like, this isn't even close to reality. Let's not do this, please. And it's also uncomfortable because she's like 15 years younger than him, and Kevin James' wife is like 10 years younger than him.
In these movies, they always make, yeah, like a supermodel hit on them or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's like their fantasy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Adam Sandler does it too. So, yeah, that's... he stops the crime. Shocker. Mm-hmm. He saves his daughter, played by Rainey Rodriguez in both movies.
From Disney.
Shout out, Rainey. We love you. Thank you for listening to the show.
I prefer Manny.
Wow. You mean Rico, her brother?
Who?
Rico Rodriguez. That's his name.
No, Manny from Modern Family.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking
Jay
about.
And Gloria. It's their kid.
That's funny.
Yeah, Modern Family is pretty good.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Paul Blart 2. He stops the crime in what is one of the most insane finales I've ever seen.
Yeah, the
CGI.
Avengers.
Oh, the Avengers, yeah.
There's the Avengers stand-up. Basically, there's a bunch of other mall cops that he meets throughout the film, right? Different mall cops. One of them's from Mall of America. At the end, there's a standoff between the villains and the mall cops in the hallway.
And it's awesome.
It's incredible.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
There's a lot of slow-mo. There's a lot of slow-mo in both these movies. I think if you remove the slow-mo, you'd remove probably like 10 minutes from the runtime.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was like filling up time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of scenes in these movies that are just drawn out. And they really lose their point.
Including the Avengers security cop scene. And following that, Paul Blart ziplines across a roof to another roof to save his daughter from the bad guys. And, like, there's the whole final confrontation is filled with, like, really weird CGI that, like...
He has, like, a weird goop gun.
It feels like Spy Kids or Sharkboy and Lava Girl level, like, CG. It's
Have you ever
really
seen Food
off.
Fight? You know, like that weird
Yeah.
It's like that animation coming out of the gun. Like, it's... that cheesy... blobby
it's
animation.
Not real. Nothing about it exists in
it
our world.
It's so fake. It's so funny.
It's like something you'd make on Kid Picks in like kindergarten. It's bad. I forgot to mention one thing, sorry, about Paul Blart 1. If we can go back.
What is that?
I forgot to mention the hipster skateboarding thieves.
Oh yeah. The thieves are all like parkour guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So the villains in Paul Blart 1 are more interesting but more annoying because they all like ride BMX bikes and skateboard and parkour around the mall, and they're all hipsters, and it's the most annoying thing of all time.
Yeah.
And then in Paul Blart 2, they're just like art thieves. Like, they're just like...
It's more serious. It's more bland in Paul Blart 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in Paul Blart 1, it's really cheesy, the way they're all parkouring around the mall, doing
I think it makes it
tricks.
Worse. I was so annoyed.
Yeah.
I was like, I hate
I think that's gonna age
this.
Incredibly.
It's already aged so terribly.
It has, but the longer time goes on, that's gonna get lamer and lamer.
Can you imagine showing that to your kids and being like, yeah, this is what people thought was cool in 2009? Ugh. Anyways, yeah, so Paul Blart 2 definitely has a leg up on Paul Blart 1 just for not having the parkouring hipster thieves. I'm sorry I forgot to mention that. But yeah, Paul Blart 2, it ends... He actually turns down the super hot supermodel who's into him.
Yeah.
He says, no, thank you, ma'am. And ends up with a fellow law enforcement officer. At least it's hinted at.
It's hinted at in the greatest scene in cinema history.
It's true. If you have not seen the Paul Blart 2, let it ride or let her ride.
But I do ride.
Sorry. Yeah. But I do ride. Go look it up on YouTube because we can't do it justice. Unlike the Dunkachino scene, we can't recreate this.
There's a lot of visuals going on here.
Max ensured that this was a 4D experience for me, and I really appreciate it.
He enhanced it. How did I do that?
He hit me with a pillow at one point during the scene.
Yeah.
In the face. And it really... But it made me feel like I was Blart.
Like this whole movie really makes you feel like you're
Blart. You feel like you are a middle-aged mall cop.
Yeah.
And I love it. I stepped into his shoulders, into his shoes. I walked a mile in his Segway. You know?
I drove a mile. Yeah.
What?
I drove a mile on a Segway.
Oh, yeah, you don't walk in a Segway.
No.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Sorry to the Segway enthusiasts.
I'm sorry. Someone's going to be really upset about that.
You can DM Max about it on Instagram. I don't want to hear about it. I don't care.
Send all your hate mail to me.
Please. He thrives on it.
I love it.
He loves it. He eats it up.
Yeah.
So, Paul Blart 2. Oh, David Henry's in it. I almost didn't say this.
Oh, the villain?
No, David Henry is Justin Russo from Wizards of Waverly Place. Oh, and he's right. Rainy Rodriguez's boyfriend. He's the most bland character of all time.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything.
He's an object for Paul Blart to be like, oh, I don't want my
Paul
daughter.
Paul Blart's a terrible dad in this, by the way.
Yeah, he's actually...
like, actually terrible. Like, he does not deserve no...
anything.
There's no moment where I'm like, I see where he's coming from.
Yeah.
He's just a jerk to her for the whole movie.
And he never really learns...
no.
At all.
There's no growth. There's no development.
It's awesome. There was an attempt at something, and then they gave up a little bit into planning.
Yeah.
And the movie's out.
It's really bad. Paul Blart 2 is more entertaining, and I would probably recommend watching it of the two movies.
Yeah.
But it's really bad.
Yes.
What would you rate it?
Paul Blart 2. On the Kevin James scale?
Yeah, give me...
it's getting a 10 from me, ladies and gentlemen.
A 10 on the James scale.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay.
And then Sandler scale, 3 again. Yeah. 2 to 3.
Yeah, yeah.
Overall movie scale.
Like a 2 or 3.
Yeah, 2. Like, it's rough.
This is a bad movie.
It's rough.
But if you're going in it, if you go into it with the right kind of mindset, you can have a pretty fun time.
Maybe. I recorded a video clip of Max watching movie that I might post on our Twitter so you can see what the viewing experience of Paul Blart 2 was like for us.
Yeah, absolutely. You should post that.
I'll post that.
In that clip, I was literally like about to fall asleep. I don't know what happened. I started closing my eyes and I felt like just drifting off.
You were so zoned out.
I remember like specifically thinking while it was happening, like, man, I kind of just want to shut my eyes and just go to bed now.
Paul Blart 2, greatest bedtime story of all time.
Yes, better Max than bedtime stories. The Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just as an overall note on what I noticed about both,
mm-hmm.
You know how Adam Sandler movies have his regular kind of supporting cast and actors, like the revolving door, and you notice regulars?
Yeah.
It's a similar thing in Kevin James movies, but it's like worse. Like,
yeah, that's right.
Adam like Sandler gets the A-team.
Yeah.
And his cohorts have to like fight for scraps.
Yeah. But with Kevin James, it's like his family.
Yeah, like his brother had a minor role in the first one and a significant role in the second.
Yeah.
It's really weird. Like, you notice... And weirdly, Adam Sandler's wife appears more in Kevin James movies than she does in his movies.
No, she's in a lot of his movies.
Not... like, she has, like, one line.
That's... no, she's a main character in some of them.
In which ones?
Just wait, I don't remember. Okay. I'm pretty sure in one of them, like, she's
lying.
His actual wife.
You're lying.
Yeah,
I'm lying. You're lying.
I might be wrong about that, but I feel
I'm
like there's one
you,
where she has a
Jennifer Schwalbach is not in a main character in an Adam Sandler movie. I know this.
Okay.
I've done the research. I've looked at the charts.
Okay. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Maybe one. We'll discover.
Okay.
We'll discover one day.
I could be wrong. It's possible.
Anyways, what are your closing thoughts on Paul Blart 1 and 2, Max?
Great movies. I wish they would make them cheesier.
Yeah, just go
like,
full ham into ridiculous and weird. Don't try to make them serious.
Nobody watching this cares.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Please.
Thanks, Kevin James.
Okay, time for trivia.
Yes.
Trivia theme.
Okay, you got some trivia for Paul Blart 1 there.
I do. I have Paul Blart 1 trivia. The first movie was originally pitched by the writer in the year 2001, and it was not a comedy. It was just a Die Hard ripoff in a mall.
Really?
Yes, Kevin James wasn't even attached.
Was it with, like, a mall cop, though?
Yeah, it was Die Hard with a mall cop. That was the whole gag.
And it wasn't a comedy?
But it wasn't a comedy movie. It was serious.
Huh.
It was just a straight-up Die Hard ripoff. 8 years later, it came out. I don't know which one would have been worse, honestly.
I feel the first one would have been worse.
Yeah, probably.
It would have been so mediocre.
A lot of the, like, cool boss lines that the characters get in these movies suck.
Yeah.
So I think...
and they never, like, make fun of the characters for saying them or anything.
No. So it's just a bad one-liner. So if it was, like, serious, it would be much worse. This movie, the first movie, is directed by Steve Carr, who... he has two other directing credits that I could find. Daddy Daycare and Movie 43.
Yes.
If you're not familiar with Movie 43, it is a series of short films starring A-list Hollywood celebrities, and it's really weird and terrible and off-putting.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard a lot about it.
It's really weird. I've seen it twice, I think, and there's something.
I've heard it's just.
It's a cursed movie. There's something off about it.
Yeah.
It's got a weird energy.
It's for rituals.
No, like real. It feels like satanic. I don't think that's a fair word to say, but it okay, like there's an off.
It's got a creepy, disturbing energy.
It puts
to
me
it.
On edge.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know
it's
how
like
to describe it.
Something's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll have to check that out.
We should. Speaking of people involved in the movie, it was written by someone too. The guy who pitched it as Die Hard ripoff, his name's Nick Baquet, and his other writing credits, he has a few, but his other big ones that will be relevant to this podcast are Paul Blart Mall Cop 1, Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, and Zookeeper, also starring Kevin James.
Totally just Kevin James' friend.
Yeah, he's definitely just a friend of Kevin James. But that's interesting, and I'm sure we're going to like grow to hate that man as time goes on.
Can't wait.
The other kind of interesting thing about the movie is that when it came out the same year, or like a few months later, this Seth Rogen movie came out called Observe and Report, which is about mall cops as well, but it's like raunchier.
Oh, yeah.
And they were kind of like, oh, these kind of are the exact same idea. Observe and Report's probably better, honestly. The cast is a little better, and it sounds a little funnier, and it takes itself a little less seriously. But yeah, that's a fun little fact for you. I love when that happens when two really like similar movies come out at the same time.
Yeah, like Ants.
And A Bug's Life.
Yeah.
It's always cool. Anyways, that's my trivia. There's not a lot on the first one, but that's what I found. Good.
There's not a lot on the second one either, but there's one little trivia fact here that is very, very interesting to me.
Okay.
And it's right at the top of the trivia page.
Okay, hit me with it.
A producer has stated that a character called the Shadow Man was going to appear in the film. The character was going to be a godlike being who put Paul Blart through his trials. After a great amount of discussion, it was decided that they would remove the character, seeing that the studio wanted to keep the film grounded in reality.
Why would they remove that? Dude, if Paul Blart 2 had the Shadow Man?
I'm afraid of the Shadow Man.
No, legendary movie.
I think there's a conspiracy going on here. About
to remove the Shadow Man?
Shadow Man, they didn't write him in. He wasn't there when they were filming, but they looked back at the footage and the Shadow Man was in the film.
Hashtag release the Shadow Man cut. Please. Get it trending, please.
That's basically it.
Oh, you have nothing else?
This is the first film that got access to film at the Wynn Resort where the film takes place. That's another thing.
Imagine like being like, no one can film here. Like, not Ocean's 11, not Ocean's 12, not Ocean's 13, none of the Oceans.
Paul Blart 2, ladies and gents.
Paul Blart 2, that's the one we're going to let into our facility.
Hell yeah.
I can't imagine making that decision. There was one other thing that you had mentioned to me, Max, about a possible sequel to Paul Blart 2.
Paul Blart 3.
Yeah, what did you hear about this?
Now, Paul Blart 3, it's been a topic of discussion for years, right?
I mean, you told me about an interview once, right, where Kevin James mentioned something
I tried to look for this earlier today, but I could not find it. Mm-hmm. But I swear to God, there was an interview I discovered in like grade 10 or 11 of high school where it's just Kevin James sitting on a couch and someone asks him like, so where do you go from here? Where's Paul Blart 3 going? And he kind of jokingly says like, space. Like, I think we're going to go to space next.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But they have not touched this for such a long time.
Right.
Yeah, it's been...
Is it dead?
5 years.
Is it dead?
We don't know. They never said it was dead. They never said they're making another one. Jeremy, what is this?
I just sent you a link. I think you're going to want to click on it.
Oh my God.
I know.
Dude, this is crazy timing. Are you serious?
Dude, I found this like 10 minutes ago and I had to send it to you. Isn't this insane?
This is literally...
The wheel knows.
This is the second we stopped watching Paul Blart 2, pretty much. This release.
I don't know
if
it lined up that well, but yeah, it was pretty close.
Holy.
Yeah. Click it.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Max, you want to tell them what I just sent you?
Yeah, okay.
Everyone listening?
We're going to play this here. You won't be able to see it, but...
What did I send you?
It's the trailer for Paul Blart 3.
I know.
On Netflix.
I know.
Like, Netflix picked it up.
I know.
Oh my God. Okay, all right.
Okay, we gotta...
I'm gonna play it. We gotta...
Play it? Stay quiet.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
In the year 3100, one man will be taken from his time to save our future.
Whoa! Sorry.
Sorry. Officer Blart, reporting for duty.
This is the man you said would save all of humanity.
Our intelligence reports he's the greatest hero of the 21st century.
Him?
Would you guys happen to have any donuts or... I don't know what to ask for here. It's... You know, I come from the past. I'm hypoglycemic. I need to have some sugar.
We're doomed.
But this mall cop's about to realize he's bitten off more than he can chew.
Blot, this is your new partner. Meet Blot.
Oh, he shares my name.
He shares a lot more than just your name, Blot. We based him off your personality profile.
Two Blarts?
That's right, Blart. Bionic Law Automaton. Registered to kill.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Taco night 1,000 years ago.
Featuring David Spade.
I'm Flarp Largeneck, a spice miner from Bleenbaum.
Rainy Rodriguez.
I need to find my dad.
Michael Caine.
Blah, I've had it up to here with your nonsense.
And Adam Sandler as Chancellor Drek.
It's not in this system. I'm sorry, Mr. Blart, was it? Oops, sorry. Taco night at my place.
To save our galaxy, he's gonna need a whole lot of heart.
I know we're from two different planets, but I've never felt this way before about a human.
I love you.
A whole lot of fart.
Whoops, taco night.
And a whole lot of blart.
Well, blart bot, mall cop, space cop, looks like we did it.
You can say that again, partner.
Paul Blart 3, Space Cop. Blarting on streaming services this November.
Blot, we're receiving a transmission from the unknown regions.
Put him on video, now.
Routing video to your feed.
Hello, Blart. I'm gonna need you to hand over all the spice on that freighter right now if my name isn't Dunk Achino.
That was amazing. I'm so excited. Yeah.
That was really cool.
Guys, everyone mark your calendars for Paul Blart 3, please.
Oh my god.
It's on its way.
I'm actually so excited for that.
So am I. I was biting into my fist and crying the whole time that trailer was playing.
That's awesome.
Anyways, time for Sand Sandler?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Sand Sandler.
Wait, no, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
What?
Google Reviews. We almost forgot about Google Reviews.
That's right.
Which is my favorite theme in the whole show, so we can never skip it just because I like the music.
Okay, all right, okay. There it is.
Nice. So I have a review here that I don't know what it means, but I'm gonna read it. A lot of the reviews on this one were ironic, saying like, oh, this movie helped me see the face of God or whatever, which is partially true. I can see that happening for some people. But this review says, and I don't think this is a joke review, I just think it's a mess. This movie is what gives me life. It is a wonderful movie about friendship. And just as funny as Adam Sands in his movie Pixels. I also loves this movie because it give / WS2 Wiyutej Dream.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
I feel like that's kind of jokey.
I don't know what WS2 is. I feel like they were trying to... Maybe it is a joke, but I... It just feels like they missed
started
really
writing
bad.
And they're just, oh, what? I'm too tired thinking of funny things to write in this review. Let me just slam the keyboard a few times.
That's fair. I was hopeful that it was real.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
We can't know for sure. Now, I got two reviews here, very short reviews for Paul Blart 2.
Okay.
Neither of these are serious. I don't think. Okay, the first one is from Matthew. It says, 5-star review, I swear to God I found Obama. It's awesome.
He's in this? He's in Paul Blart 2? I didn't see him.
I didn't catch the Obama cameo in Paul Blart 2.
It seems like something he'd do. He's a cool guy.
I think he would be in that, yeah. So that's that.
Yeah.
Next review is from Liam.
Mm-hmm.
He gave it 1-star and commented, Mexico.
Oh my god, that's not okay, Liam. What does that mean?
No, I don't know. I'm very, like, I feel threatened.
Maybe he accidentally...
He commented Mexico, and then, like, he hit the return key, like, 6 times, and then a period. So that it's Mexico, and then a huge white space underneath.
Maybe he ordered the English version and got the Spanish version.
That's probably it.
I think that's it, because Liam, there's no way a random person on the internet would be racist.
Yeah.
It's not possible.
Well, I if this guy's trying to be racist,
I don't. It's not a very good job. It's just naming a country.
Yeah.
I don't get the joke. There's not even like specifically anything like very.
I don't know. I'm not
Hispanic
or
cultural about the movie at all. It's just about a schlubby mall cop.
Well, thank you, Liam, for your comment.
That's really good. We're gonna be thinking about that one for a while.
On to Sand Sandler.
All right, welcome to Sand Sandler. We're shifting it a little bit this week. Yes. Because we did watch some stuff, and we will talk about it, but I think...
What did we watch?
Well, we'll get there.
Okay.
We did watch something like two days ago. But we're shifting it a little bit. We're going to talk about movie news a little bit, just because we feel it'll give us a little more focus in the segment. Yeah. So first of all, first topic I want us to discuss a little bit.
Yes.
Zack Snyder, director of Justice League, has finally obtained the rights to his Snyder Cut. He spent $70 million on reshoots or something, and it was revealed this week that those reshoots amounted to 4 new minutes of footage. Is this man a troll?
This is so funny.
Is this real at this point?
I can't believe it's real. This guy spent $70 million. Like,
I'm wondering if maybe part of that is like CGI for the unfinished parts he had already shot.
Yeah.
Because they're restoring stuff he shot that didn't get in. Like, Joss Whedon, who directed the theatrical version of Justice League based off the start that Zack Snyder had done, he reshot apparently like 80% of the movie.
Yeah. So there's a lot of missing footage that they're putting back.
Yeah. So I don't know if people are familiar, but this is going to be a 4-hour experience. Zack Snyder's Justice League. It's 4 hours long.
It's in my future. I have to sit through that.
Yeah, I'm going to force Max to watch it.
I hate those movies.
But so a lot of that must be, like, he must have shot a lot originally.
Yeah.
And then I guess he just needed 4 minutes to bring it together, to bring it home.
I don't understand. He's been hyping this up. Like,
what if it's incredible? What if it's like amazing?
It's not.
But what if?
It's the follow-up to Batman versus Superman.
That's true. I liked Man of Steel. I will die on that hill.
Okay, Jeremy liked Man of Steel.
I have to say that. But that's hilarious to me.
Yeah.
Like, is he swindling Warner Brothers? Like, what is going on?
He's just funneling the money into his bank account. At least Jared Leto will be there for up to 4 minutes of screen time.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
In other news, we got some new casting information and photos from the set of We Can Be Heroes, which is a Robert Rodriguez movie that he is doing for Netflix, which is set in the world of Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm really excited about this.
Yeah.
It stars Pedro Pascal from The Mandalorian. It's like Spy Kids, because it's the superheroes' kids who have to save them. So it's Spy Kids, but superheroes. It's his own universe of superheroes.
I guess I think people would like that.
Sharkboy and Lava Girl might show up. I really hope they do.
I would prefer if George Lopez
came back as Mr. Electricidad.
Mr. Electricidad.
That would be great.
Send him to the principal's office and have him expelled!
That would be great.
And Minus. Bring back Linus Minus.
Minus Linus.
Yeah.
He stole my dream journal! Yeah, it's a great
movie. I'm Mr. Electric.
He's such a good character.
Is that a clip from the movie? How did you do that?
I just played that on my phone.
Yeah, I would be down if like it was just a sneak Sharkboy and Lava Girl 2.
Yeah.
But without like the heroes, just the villains.
I'd like that. Just bring back the villain.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't mention it.
Yeah.
Like, that would be fine. Just bring back Mr. Electricity.
But I think it's its own, like, it's supposed to start a new franchise, because apparently the Spy Kids and Sharkboy and Lava Girl do really well on Netflix, mm-hmm. and Netflix wants, like, more of them for its content.
Okay.
I think they've underestimated the fact that maybe it's people our age watching them and being like, remember when we were kids and we watched this?
Yeah. It's probably a bunch of people.
I've marathoned them 3 times since they've been on Netflix.
That's definitely
with different groups of people. So,
yeah.
I feel like this could be a massive failure.
Like when our generation are like parents.
Yeah.
And they're showing it to their kids.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think you might be right.
I think this might be a waste. Anyways, in other franchise news, I don't know if you're familiar with this franchise, but this is just really funny to me.
Okay.
There has been a fourth film announced in the Blank Has Fallen franchise.
I don't think I know.
Which so far, it's a Gerard Butler action franchise for dads. So far, there has been Olympus Has Fallen, London Has Fallen, and Angel Has Fallen. I've seen the first two with my dad in theaters. And they're just like the most generic action movie. But somehow they do really well, especially apparently in southern states. It's like very like patriotic. Yeah. Morgan Freeman is the president and Gerard Butler is his like head of Secret Service, and he has to save him like over and over again.
That's so lame.
They announced a fourth one this week, which is called Night Has Fallen. And I'm just like, how this
Nightfall.
I just love the idea of this franchise that I don't think anyone listening to this podcast would be like, oh, I love those. I've seen more
of
than
course.
One.
Of course. I'm the biggest Has Fallen fan.
Like, the fact that it's now four movies deep is hilarious to me.
I'd never heard of it.
We should marathon them. They're great.
No.
Okay. Fair enough. And my final piece of news.
Yes.
The live-action Lilo and Stitch adaptation from Disney, because they can't let any property die. It's found its director in John M. Chu, who directed Crazy Rich Asians.
Really?
I think that's a good choice. I know you haven't seen that. Or have you seen it?
I saw the end credits.
Because you worked at a movie theater.
A handful of times.
Yeah, no, but I saw the first hour at some point, and I forget when or why.
I heard
why.
It was good.
It's
like,
good.
It was well received.
Like, it's well directed, too. It's very visually interesting for a rom-com. So I don't think it's the worst choice in the world.
It could, yeah. I was just surprised by, like, the genre.
Yeah.
Almost.
But Lilo and Stitch is really near and dear to my heart. It's, like, one of my favorite Disney animated movies.
I hope you're ready to see it kill
them. I know.
Like everyone else. It's a favorite franchise.
It's a top three movie for me. I cried last time I watched that movie.
Really?
Yeah. And so I don't want it touched.
You should not watch the remake.
I think I'm going to watch the trailer and then, like, just dislike it and leave.
There's a chance that it could be good. Maybe they'll give the director, like, some more freedom or something, but
I don't. Based on, like, all the live-action Disney movies so far, I don't think so.
They have, a formula. And it's working. They're making a lot of money.
So what did we watch this week, Max?
The Muppets movie.
We watched the Muppets movie!
Not the old one.
No, the new
Not
one, the 2011.
One that is better.
I still like this one. This one's good.
It was good.
It's got a lot of charm to it. The Jason Segel one.
Mm.
It was just a feel-good movie. We watched that. I loved it. It reminded me when I was a kid and I first saw it.
Same here.
I love Kermit. I wish the guy doing the Kermit voice now was as good as the guy who did the Kermit voice in this movie.
This guy's really good at Kermit.
Yeah.
That's a great Kermit voice actor.
For those who
don't know, yeah, they recently replaced Kermit.
Like, this is the third Kermit now, I think, right? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Because Jim Henson originated Kermit, and then they had a guy who did a really good, like, impression. It was pretty, like, it's hard to notice the difference.
It might have been two guys, like,
right.
At some point in the 90s, there might have been another one.
Right.
But
the new one.
Yeah, anyways, they had great Kermits. The new guy sucks.
Yeah.
It sounds like one of us doing a Kermit impression.
Yeah, it's art. If we did a terrible Kermit impression for you here,
yeah,
that's what it sounds like.
Hi-yo.
Piggy.
Welcome to Muppet Labs.
Piggy.
Yeah, but it's that.
It's
very off-putting.
Yeah, it's
like,
not good.
For once, it's like, okay, that's not Kermit.
Yeah, we wouldn't.
This is super far from the voice.
I know I can't do a Kermit voice. If they were like, we will give you $100 million to do Kermit, I would be like, no.
$100 million?
He's too important, Max. He's a cultural icon. Get someone who can do it.
I'd work on it for a year if I was offered $100 million.
I guarantee you there's some schmuck on YouTube doing videos right now
with
a
absolutely.
Perfect Kermit impression.
That's the beauty of having a connected world that Hollywood
We can get
does
perfect Kermits. That's the beauty of the internet, and they're not utilizing it properly.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I liked it just because good Kermit, and it reminded me when I was a kid. I love the Muppets, so
yeah, it's very
it's
nice.
Solid.
It's very, yeah, it's heartwarming.
You're right. It's not as good as the original three movies, that string.
Original one.
I like those three all Jim Henson were involved
in. What were the first three? It was
Muppet Movie, Great Muppet Caper, and Muppets Take Manhattan.
Okay.
They're all good.
So, yeah, so the Muppet Movie and Great Muppet Caper were pretty good movies.
Muppets Take Manhattan. Max is being a jerk right now.
I would not like to comment.
He knows Muppets Take Manhattan is my favorite Muppet movie.
I would not like to comment on my take on Muppets Take Manhattan.
If you've not seen the Muppet trilogy, go in blind.
I haven't seen Muppets Take Manhattan.
You haven't seen it and you dump on it in front of me all the time. I'm going to make you watch it.
It's a terrible, terrible movie.
I'm going to clockwork orange your eyeballs open and make you watch Muppet Takes Manhattan.
Sure.
But that was our experience with the Muppets. We just talked about other Muppet movies, but it's a good movie. Go watch it if you haven't seen it. Watch Jason Segel's in it. I started watching Alex Rider, the TV show on Amazon Prime. It's good. Watch it. That's all I have to say. It's based on the books. Yeah, Max hasn't seen it. I watched it.
Yeah.
It was out when the books were popular when we were in middle school. And
I remember those. Yeah.
TV show's actually a really, really solid adaptation, so I recommend it. Hmm. And Max, this one I added in for you. I found an article today that said your favorite little animated show, The Venture Brothers, got canceled last month.
And well, I know that. Thank you for twisting the knife,
But it could be coming back.
As what, like another season?
Yeah, like a revival on HBO Max, which we
that
get
would be good.
As Crave here.
Yeah.
It's a great show, and it just got better every
Do you
season,
recommend
and
it?
And they canceled it. Absolutely.
I own the first three seasons, and I haven't
the
seen them.
The first three seasons are... The first season sucks.
Okay. That's
but
great.
I don't know.
Endorsement.
I kind of carried through it, like, knowing it got better. So if you know that it's going to get really, really good, maybe go watch some YouTube clips or something.
If you watch them with me, I'll watch through them with you, because I have them, and they've just been sitting there for a while.
Okay, all right.
Nice. But that's, I think, everything for Sam Sandler.
Yeah.
So that means it's time for...
Yes.
The wheel.
We get to see our fate.
Let's see what the wheel decides for us this week. I'm a little nervous. Okay, ready? Play the theme.
The wheel.
Oh no. Oh no. This is gonna be a rough one.
Is he even in that?
he's in both. This is a dual Sandler.
Hey guys, we're watching Coneheads and Airheads.
We put them together because they both have heads in the title, and we thought it was funny
it's
2 years ago.
The Sandler Files head special.
The head to head.
Wow.
It's yeah, Coneheads is an SNL movie, and Airheads is a dumb Brendan Fraser frat bro rock movie, I think.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay, Airheads, I'm curious
I think
about...
Airheads is going to have Shake the Clown vibes.
Yeah. Coneheads...
I'm not...
I don't care. I didn't watch SNL.
We'll see what happens. This is actually... We have a special episode planned for... So we're only able to do 8 this semester. And we have a special episode planned for 8. So this is our second last wheel spin.
Oh, yeah.
For this year. So,
And we got Coneheads.
Yeah, I'm hoping we get something better next time. I mean, no, we'll do our best to review it.
It's
we
hey,
will...
the, what the wheel demands.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe
yeah.
it'll be thematically relevant, like Paul Blart 3.
Yeah. We don't know yeah. what we're getting into.
The wheel so far has not led us astray, I don't think.
It's true.
So let's believe in it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Anyways, that's the Sandler Files for this week. Thank you so much for listening. I've been Jeremy Conte.
Yeah. And I've been Max.
If you want to keep up with us at the Sandler Files on Twitter, my Instagram is at jconte1.
And mine is maxtrack2001
that's
on
hilarious.
Twitter. Go
I think
have a look.
On Twitter or Instagram?
On Instagram.
I think you're... Oh, it's hitting you. I can see you're tired now. He's
no,
a sleepy
no,
boy.
No, it's my bit. That's my bit.
Oh, yeah.
That's my
of
bit.
Course, of course, of course. Thank you so much to our sponsor for this week's episode, Peanut M&M's. And, yeah, thank you for listening. We'll see you next week with Coneheads and Airheads. Yay.
Thank you for Bye. Listening. Appreciate it.
I don't
you.
Think we're very excited about this.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. See ya.